USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Co-founder of WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, arrested in London and hauled out of the Ecuadorian embassy where he's been holed up for about 7 years. He's being extradited to the United States, where he'll face computer hacking conspiracy charges for releasing secret government documents. Getting some reaction now on Capitol Hill, independent senator from Maine, Angus King, says,
I think he's been involved in the effectively as an agent of the Russian intelligence agencies, and I think we have a vital interest in understanding his role in that process.
Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar sparking outrage again, this time for referring to the 9/11 attacks as something that some people did. One of the first two Muslim women elected to the House making the remark last month in L.A. at an event hosted by the Council of American Islamic Relations. And this is USA Radio News.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up with the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Weekly jobless claims are down again. Figures just out from the Labor Department show 196,000 first-time claims for unemployment last week, 8,000 fewer than the previous week. And the number is the lowest since October of 1969. The president's leveling new accusations against Democrats, saying their stance on the southern border is treasonous. He tweets this morning, their open border mindset is putting our country at risk. A suspect's been arrested in connection with a string of fires at predominantly black churches in a Louisiana parish. Reports are police arrested the 21-year-old son of a St. Landry parish deputy. There were three fires in 10 days at historically black churches. The state's fire marshal, Butch Browning, says it's inconceivable.
These are buildings that people worship in on a regular basis, but there's been weddings here, there's been funerals here, there's been children who are raised here.
And this is USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
Democrats are still criticizing Attorney General William Barr for saying the FBI spied on the Trump campaign in 2016. During a Senate hearing yesterday, Barr did revise his remark later, saying there was unauthorized surveillance. California Democrat Adam Schiff putting out a statement saying that the top law enforcement officer of the country should not casually suggest that those under his purview engaged in spying on a political campaign. The Washington Post is asking a federal court to dismiss a $250 million libel suit brought by a Kentucky high schooler. Covington High School student Nicholas Sandman claims the paper's coverage of him and his fellow students' confrontation with an American Indian activist in January was defamatory and false. In its motion to dismiss the suit, the Post says its stories were accurate and the teen has no cause of action for libel against the newspaper. Sandman has also sued CNN for defamatory coverage. And Disney is set to unveil details of its anticipated streaming service today. It holds the rights to some of the most popular and recognizable entertainment franchises in the world, from Star Wars to Pixar movies. The service is set to launch later this year, and we know it's going to be called Disney Plus. A subscription price, though, has not yet been announced. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.